That's a very good point, and most people don't realize that. When I was younger, I mean, I started out in Kentucky winning everything, and then you go to a national level, and I won a lot still, but all those girls were the same age as me. And then you go to college, and it's a whole new world because you've got girls from all over the world in a four-year age group. And the competition was a lot harder in college, but I still was winning and playing really well. And then you get on Symetra, and honestly, Symetra does not get enough credit because that was really hard. And anyone that goes through Symetra and gets their card, I mean, it's brutal because you're traveling every single week and driving from tournament to tournament, playing with really good players. And, I mean, you probably have a 10-age grouping there, and it's hard. I mean, it's really hard. And when I look back on it, I'm even more proud of myself just because I got through it, because it is really hard. And only 10 people get their cards out of about 170. So it's tough out there. And then when you get to the LPGA, it's just a learning game. I mean, those first few years, and as many people have told me, it's just, you got to learn how to do it. And I'm still learning. This is technically my third year. I'll probably count next year as my third year too. But I'm still learning so much every single week. And until I know what I'm doing out there, it's hard. Last year I was trying to do a lot of drills that other girls were doing because they were successful. And you learn quickly that it doesn't matter what other girls are doing. You got to do what's best for you. So, like I said, I'm learning every single day, and that's the most important thing.